sampled tapes, films, and photos with the goal of spreading joy of reliving the moments that matter. More at LegacyBox.com.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies becoming sunny today, highs in the lower 40s, winds from the northwest shifting to the southwest this afternoon. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPER.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kate McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 7:41 on KPR. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, NPR News, and our coverage of Kansas politics possible? Well, you do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of you and your financial contribution. Keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges, delivered weekly to your inbox. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe.
Clear skies this morning, becoming sunny. Highs today in the lower 40s. Light winds from the northwest, around 5 miles per hour. They'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. For tonight, clear and cold with highs, rather lows in the upper 20s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. It's 23 degrees in Emporia, 23 in Lawrence, 22 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Time on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the best winter sports movies. We'll hear from Sasha Pfeiffer about winter sports, talking with film critic and sports writer Will Leach. That's ahead in just about 12 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is throwing a big party next month. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Among other things, we'll be hosting two concerts, one by Exotica Cocktail and another by the band Nutty at Liberty Hall. If you buy your tickets to see Nutty by noon today, you'll get a 30% discount. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you there.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from this station and at macfound.org.
Music. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away. Then I hope you'll stay with us here on KPR for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. This week on Prairie Journal, writers Tom Averill and Leslie Van Holten join us to talk about Kansas Matters, their new collection of contemporary Kansas authors.
We wanted to do these personal geographies that explore sort of the feeling of Kansas.
That's on A Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning, just 3 hours from now, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock. This is KPR.
For possibly a different outcome than the previous protests.
The BBC's Baman Kalbasi. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Hundreds of people gathered in Kansas City yesterday to protest recent actions by ICE, Immigration and Control Enforcement. KSHB reports that the rally was part of hundreds of demonstrations across the country this weekend following the shooting death of Renee Good in Minneapolis. KWCH reports that dozens also gathered in downtown Wichita yesterday. More ICE Out for Good protests are expected across the country today. Authorities are investigating after a man's body was recovered from a Sedgwick County lake. The Wichita Eagle reports that Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies were at Lake Afton on an unrelated call yesterday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone who reported seeing a man's body. A spokesperson for the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said first responders could not confirm if it was 30-year-old Ian Alexander Shelton. The Wichita resident was last seen December 3rd at Lake Afton. A candlelight vigil was held in Shelton's honor last weekend. In sports, the West Virginia Mountaineers beat the KU men's basketball team yesterday 86-75. Arizona State beat the Kansas State men 87-84. And the Kansas State women fell to Utah 80-73. The KU women play Baylor at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Washburn beat Northwest Missouri State 76-53.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the lower 40s. Light winds from the northwest this morning. They'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid 50s. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Order, go to npr.org and put World Reordering in the search field. You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, supporting new moms by an old, old practice. Remember doctors making house calls? Why it's making a comeback? That coming up at about 8:40 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're celebrating. Join us February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence for a cocktail party, seminars, and two concerts featuring the bands Nutty and Exotica Cocktail. If you buy your tickets this weekend to see Nutty, you'll get a 30% discount. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines. Iran
for discoveries this year. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. How many writers does it take to capture the spirit of the Sunflower State? Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State, is a new anthology edited by Tom Averill and Leslie Van Holten. Tom says the book harkens back to 1990, when he edited another anthology, What Kansas Means to Me.
They wanted an anthology that sort of spoke to the meaning and appeal of Kansas at that time, and I collected together what I would call, you know, fundamental, foundational essays about the state of Kansas by Carl Beck.
You can hear a longer version of my conversation with Leslie Van Holten and Tom Averill on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. Again, their book is Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Just ahead, it's a remembrance of Bob Weir, who shepherded the Grateful Dead's music to generations of loyal listeners. He's died at the age of 78 years old. We'll have that remembrance coming up at about 8:55 this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s. Light winds from the northwest, around 5 miles per hour. They'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. It's 24 degrees in Lawrence, 23 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station, our station.
And this NPR station is Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Have you heard? KPR is throwing a party. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 years old this year, and we're celebrating. Join us February 27th and 28th for a cocktail party, seminars, and not one, but two concerts featuring the bands Exotica Cocktail and Nutty. And if you buy tickets this weekend to see Nutty at Liberty Hall, you get a 30% discount. Get it? 30 years, 30% off. Find out more and get your tickets for Nutty at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up here on KPR. The time is 9 o'clock.